A full day of activities for Pope Benedict XVI in Brazil Friday. For most Brazilians, the highlight of the day, an afternoon Holy Mass at the Campo de Marte Square in Sao Paulo, and the canonization of the country's first Brazilian-born saint, Blessed Fray Antonio de Santana Galvão. Antonio Galvão was an 18th-century Franciscan friar, renowned for his charity and piety, who helped establish an important community of religious, now included in the Order of the Immaculate Conception. While Emer McCarthy is in Brazil with Pope Benedict, she tells us more about Brazil's first native saint.
The Convent of Light lies within a copse of tall palm trees. Low and brilliant white, it has stood unchanged since colonial times, a constant for the faithful of this rapidly changing city, a place of pilgrimage and hope. For this is where Saint Anthony de Santana Galvão worked and prayed, and where his body lies buried beneath a marble floor. On a hot and sunny Sunday, I decided to join those pilgrims on their way to the convent in an attempt to understand the special charisma of this simple Franciscan friar and to find out more about the man who would soon become the first saint born on Brazilian soil. They were heading to the Chapel of the Immaculate Conception, which lies just inside the perimeter gates behind the outside of the dividing convent walls. For the Sisters of the Immaculate Conception of the Convent of Light are cloister nuns, who have taken a vow of poverty, chastity, and silence. Their only window on the outside world is an iron gate through which they pass these miraculous pills of Frei Galvão, minute rolls of rice paper on which they painstakingly inscribe his oration for salvation. I watched enthralled as men, women, and children silently, patiently waited in line. People rich and poor, young and old, who took these pills and then, kneeling before the altar to the Immaculate, prayed for the saint's intercession. Among the crowd was a woman distributing votive images of the saint, her name Celia Cadirion, who, as I later found out, was the postulator for the cause of canonization of the Brazilian friar. Well, I couldn't miss out on this opportunity to find out what made this man a saint, so I asked Sister Celia to tell me his story.
Lui aveva il dono delle gericorie e poi venivano da lontanissimo per questo, anche la pace nelle famiglie.
There are three different aspects which embrace and unfold the life of Frei Galvão, she said. First, he was a Brazilian, second, a Franciscan, and third, he was devoted to the Immaculate Conception, to whom he gifted himself as a perpetual servant in 1776. Born in rural Guarantingueta in 1739, from an early age he felt a very special devotion to Our Lady, a vocation which led to his becoming a Franciscan friar of the Immaculate Conception. Not long after that, he moved to the city of São Paulo, where, in following years, he founded the Convent of Light for Conceptionist nuns.
Tra il 1774 che ha fondato il monastero e fino.
It took Frei Galvão 14 years, said Sister Celia, to complete the convent and chapel, built with his own hands and the help of African slaves.
Lui dice, gli schiavi sono i nostri fratelli. Allora lui chiede di essere trattati con delicatezza e con rispetto. Guarda che è importante questo.
Frei Galvão worked, ate, slept and lived with them, and gave his community express orders that they were to be treated as brothers with full rights. She said his writings show that he was an early advocate for the abolition of the slave trade. As Sister Celia continued her story, we came to rest before an ornate altar built on three tiers, which dominates the interior of the small chapel. This, she told me, was built by Frei Galvão alone. Carved and delicately painted, it unites his two ideal loves, the Immaculate Conception, which crowns the altar, and the Eucharist.
Interessante questo. Lui è il fondatore, il costruttore di questo monumento che è il monastero.
Don't you think it's interesting, she said, that it has remained intact over 233 years, not a scratch? She went on, in the last years of his life, during the long period of his illness, when he was unable to make the journey from the convent to his monastery, Frei Galvão would sleep on a bed at the foot of the altar, where he eventually died, and today lies buried.
E lui è morto dietro l'altare lì e è stato sepolto davanti all'altare sotto l'occhio della Madonna.
The convent was founded on the vows of Fray Galvão, prayer, penitence, and poverty, all of which remain today. Sister Celia concluded her story that in his lifetime Fray Galvão manifested the tenderness of God for the weakest and the poorest, caring for the sick and feeding the hungry of the massive city. He was a man of the people, she said, so much so that in 1798 the Sao Paulo Chamber of Deputies named him a man of peace and of charity.
1798, l'ha definito come l'uomo de pace e de carità.
And his ability to draw crowds continues today, mainly due to miracles which have been attributed to the saint. In the lead-up to Friday's canonization, for which the entire nation has been mobilized, papers across the country are full of pictures of an ordinary, brown-haired, 7-year-old boy. His name is Enzo. Enzo's mother suffered from a rare condition which meant that she would never be able to carry a pregnancy to term. After multiple miscarriages and desperate to have a child, she heard of the healing powers of Fray Galvão, and each week for 9 months made the pilgrimage to the Convent of Light to pray before his altar and ingest his pills. According to science, Enzo should never have been born. According to the Church, Enzo is a miracle. It was his story that sealed the canonization of the Franciscan friar, the man of peace and charity, who this Friday, in a field before a congregation of 1 million people, Pope Benedict XVI declared the first ever saint born on Brazilian soil.